Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You gotta earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
There we go. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. High fidelity.
Mitch, you still with us there?
Yeah, sorry about that. It cut me off.
Oh, no worries. No. It's not on your end. It's on
that's
our
it?
End in the studio.
That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world.
They've been really screwing
Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook.
What's worse is Captain Clicky Fingers over here is just going for it, dude.
Well, I'm trying to do the best I can to get the audio, the technical difficulties fixed on their end.
You should just let me sit in that seat. I'll keep working that stuff.
I'd be afraid. Once you started doing it, Bubba, I'm afraid the computer would fly out the door, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So,
But you were saying, Mitch, that, you know, that's what you guys are big on, man, over at CPE is, you know, just again, you don't want to do a lot of, although everything you guys do is for mass production at the end of the day, it's all for the end user. You know, you go through, you do the R&D time, you do the build and design time. You know, everybody over at CPE is super, super skilled, man, in both, you know, the technical side, the design side, but also in the quality of the build side. So, you know, the jobs get done, but also you don't want to, you know, if let's say, for example, your cold air intake tube doesn't fit right, you know, when you guys are, this is what you guys are selling to the mass production. If let's say that a tube doesn't fit right, you don't just take your shop car and modify that tube so that it does fit right. You have to go back to the drawing board and redesign it so that it works all the way across the board. So you're not sending out a product that has a terrible fitment. Everything that you guys do send out is a true out of the box and total install product.
Yeah, that's true. And on top of that, I mean, we're always constantly updating and everything like that. So I mean, if we do go back to the drawing board, make a change, I mean, we're changing all the fixtures, all the computer data, all the CNC machines. That, I mean, everything is documented. I mean, we're not just making little one-off parts here. Everything is mass-produced. I mean, everything is we're striving for that perfection. We're always kind of upping our manufacturing abilities and kind of striving for the next level and trying to make the best parts for our customers and make sure everything works and fits and does everything it's supposed to and looks good while doing it.
So, Mitch, let me ask you one question, and this is more of just a curious side. Even also, there's going to be a bunch of listeners probably wondering as well. Do you guys, and I know that you build everything off of a, you know, like your CNCs, your designs, your drawings, all the CAD, it's all set up so that you know every measurement, every length, every bend, every route, the way things are, you know, designed. You have an instruction booklet of how to build. But when you do a build, let's say, for example, let's go back to that cold air intake pipe. Something simple. You build a cold air intake pipe. It's mass production. You've got 100 of them rolling down the line. Do you take every one of those? And do you feel the need to, do you have, you know, like a mock-up motor or a mock-up car that you guys test fit every product
on? Question.
Or is it just, you know, 100% that you've taken the measurements, you've done it. If your system tells you to build it, you build it that way and it's done, you put it out the door.
Now, Mitch, hold on to that question before you drop the answer. Let's let the audience sit for a second. We have a call in. It is from Robin at Miss Outlaw Boutique. Good morning, Robin. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing extremely well. How is everything going your way?
Good. We open at 11 today. We've changed our hours a little bit. So we'll be there from 11 to 6.
So nice. Miss Outlaw Boutique is open from 11 to 6 today. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Right on. Tell me
about
what
special things. We got lots of new fall stuff. We got a lot of new fall sweaters in and things for fall. I know a lot of people don't wear sweaters around here, but they do travel and they go back and forth. So we got some really pretty colors in for them. And we got a new pair of fringe shoes in this week that Layla sells her shoes like crazy. So they're going to sell. There's like a fringe sandal for country concerts and that. And just, you know, they're great with pants and shorts and dresses. So
And I know you had Reggie. Do you want to say good morning to Robin? You haven't said good morning to her for a while, Reggie.
Good morning, Robin. How you doing today?
Hi, Reggie.
Aw.
Are you excited?
It's been like forever. I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. You got to come down and have some tacos with us, boy.
You know what? I want to go to the Salav Boutique. That's what I want to do. I want to go to that boutique and check it out. And you know.
Okay, we'll serve you tacos there.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Getting served tacos by some pretty nice looking women, you can't beat that at all.
That's right.
Ladies
okay, well, I just wanted to call and say hi to everybody because I haven't called in a while because I was in upstate New York. So
you were
good luck with FEMA.
Thank you. It was good to
hear. Thank you, Robin.
By the way, hon, as you know, I was speaking with Paul Sr. last night and into this morning. He will be visiting us in November. You know, I think very, very highly of him. From a personal perspective, in fact, your grandmother's house, hon, was right across from OCC headquarters there. Which grandmother
was
that?
And it was my grandma Nelbach. I was in his store actually there when I was in New York.
Yep. Senior's joining us now. He's on the air with us now. And by the way, you told me about all of the great new things, the refacing of Orange County Choppers, the bowling lanes and everything like that when you visited.
Yeah, they got some bowling alleys in there. That was a nice little surprise.
Yeah, it was. So that's pretty cool. You can say good morning to Senior. He's joining us live. He's on the air with us now and he's listening.
Okay. Hello, Senior.
So, and that's pretty cool. And you know, he'll be here, Reggie. You know, he'll be here for the public unveiling of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics SEMA Mustang. CPE is going to be here. Will a representative from Turbinetics be with us, Reggie?
You know, I missed the beginning of the show. So when is that going down? Give me some details on that, please.
November 18th at the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, which is here in South Florida. There's an average attendance of 25,000. We're expecting about 40,000 due to the release of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Precision SEMA Turbo Mustang. And we're going to take the tour bus out and set up the race and rally team and have our exotics out there. It's going to be a really, really fun time, man.
Yeah, I am due for a trip out there. So I'm pencil me in, man.
Okay, sounds really, really good. We want all the sponsors there. I'm very, very excited to announce that all of the sponsors product line will be available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website prior to our departure for SEMA, and you will be selling the Bubba Edition Motorsports Turbinetics Precision Turbo SEMA packages online. Right, Bub?
Yeah, man, we're actually working hand in hand right now behind the scenes with all the sponsors who have thrown in on the SEMA build this year. About building different tiered packages. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys out there that, you know, everybody has a certain, you know, their own budget, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we're going to build in power packages that essentially will be everything from start to finish. You know, you can go mild, you can go wild, and you can lay these things down at close to 600 rear wheel horsepower, dude, on all stock block systems. And that's pretty insane, dude. Pretty respectable for a four cylinder, man. I'll tell you what, it gets out there and really shows some respect on the streets.
Robin, you've
seen the track, right?
Robin,
no street driving.
Exactly. Robin, you've seen the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Precision SEMA car. What did you think of it when you saw it?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe how much work you guys got done on it in like a month and a half. It was incredible. It was stunning.
You were up there at Senior's place bowling and having burgers, weren't you, hon?
No, I wasn't bowling. I was just spying. No, I was enjoying the cool weather. And
you
actually, Layla and I will be up there for Halloween.
Yes, you will.
We want to go to some. We're going to do some wineries while we're there, and we're going to bring back some Macintosh apples so we can make applesauce.
Robin, could I warn you about? I know Tom's going to try to mute me right now, but who's going to watch Tom when he comes to see him? That's the real question right there. Like you
know what, Reggie?
Yes.
You can watch Tom. You can watch Tom. He's a handful.
Yeah, I know. So when I check into my hotel, I'm going to tell them, do not tell the people what room I'm in. Don't put me in under an alias because I'm going to be hiding from him. The only time I'm seeing Tom is during the show hours. After that, I'm done.
Yeah, I know you, Reggie. You'll be right there in the middle causing trouble.
No.
Right on. Yeah, but you know what's... Oh, Reggie, you know what's funny, though, is I've already called into the Aria in Las Vegas, and I already found out what room you're in, and we're actually literally the next three rooms. So it's going to be you, it's going to be me, it's going to be Dad in the following room. Then we have Greg and Craig. We have our entire crew coming out. So it's going to be an absolute train wreck on the eighth floor.
And Mitch, where are you going to be staying?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it this year. The rest of the guys, I don't remember which hotel they're staying in, but I mean, you feel free to contact them, and I'm sure they'll want to grab a drink and hang out.
It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last time we were there, Bub knocked about. Do you remember that, Reggie? He got so mad at one of the one-armed bandit machines, he started punching it, and they asked him to leave.
Listen, man, that thing got my money, dude. I'm super upset.
Bubba, it was only $3.
It was $2.
Oh, okay. So, Miss Outlaw Boutique at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen. Robin and Layla are going to be doing some great sales out there. They've had a lot of great stuff going on. They've got a shop and sip they've been doing. Is that going to be going on every Thursday night now, or what is the schedule for that? Is that monthly? How is that event going to go?
That was just a private event, but we do two events monthly, and we'll be actually looking to do with some charities we're looking into now with the event. But we are looking for two part-timers, so if anybody knows anybody out there who is interested in some part-time work, they can have them come in and talk to us.
Ladies, if you want to work for the most outrageous exotic boutique in the world, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique, where you get the finest in boutique fashion and apparel with the former supermodel Layla Von Athey and her mom, the beautiful Robin. Call 561-660-6695. Speak with either of them. They are looking for a couple part-time qualified people. It's a great environment. Super, super down in Abaco, right next to Chris Volstadt, the White Sox pitcher, Civil Society Brewing. Jumbie Bay, food trucks there. There's always something going on, especially during the baseball season spring training, man. It's a great
Speaking of baseball, I got to get back out. We're actually at the end of our hour. I've got to get out and finish up this one freaking Marlins ride, dude. I'll tell you what, man. I'm doing one insane audio install on that thing, so I got to go finish that thing up.
Really, really nice, man. You're doing an amazing job.
Bye all. Have a good weekend. I'm going to work.
Okay, thank you, Robin.
You have a great day, Robin. Good luck out there at Miss Outlaw Boutique. Have a wonderful day, huh?
Yep, thanks. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye-bye. So, Reggie, I want to talk a little bit about how CPE and Precision Turbo work together, and Precision Turbo, CPE, how it all complements and comes together. And let's have a quick five-minute, very technical conversation. I apologize for the technical difficulties. Let's get very technical between you and Bub and Mitch and talk about why Bub went with, first of all, Bub, let's open the floor to you. Why CPE? We already know why it's Precision and Turbodynamics. That relationship has existed for 8-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why CPE this time?
Listen, man, let's just cut straight to it. It's pure quality. You know, it's the design style. You know, they do everything in the way that we like to do here at the BEM side, which is, you know, full product fitment. The quality's got to be dead on, and, you know, it's got to be fully functional, man. It's got to not only be easy, not necessarily easy, but it's got to be something that you can go start to finish with no hiccups. And that's exactly what you get from the guys at CPE. And that's why we chose to go with them, man. And they offered everything that we needed from the air fuel delivery side of the BEM SEMA build. And that's what's most important when you're working with any sort of force induction application, is everything from the turbocharged side, you know, which we got from Turbonetics/Precision. So, you know, you're working with the turbocharged, the force induction side of it. Now you've got to be able to match all those components together in terms of the piping. You know, the factory piping on these cars is plastic, man. It's crap stuff. So whenever you start running high horsepower numbers, anything over that 300 mark, you're going to start blowing those things apart. They're just cheap pieces of hard plastic. They get bad when they get hot. They retain heat. They get weak. They crack. So you want to make sure that you can upgrade to the strongest possible component out there, which is the aluminum. We've done everything in a gloss red finish. So it looks amazing, man. It's all fully functional. And literally, it's just out of the box, and you install it on the car, and it does exactly what it is intended to do.
So, Reggie, you sent in the new one-off Turbonetics Turbo for the SEMA car, the BEM SEMA car. Thermonetics Precision Turbo Car. What did you think about how Bub highlighted it, and how do you feel, you know, for example, in terms of the red lettering, that's the detail that Bub goes through with this stuff. And how do you feel about the marriage now with CPE? For example, so many people go to Mishimoto and like that, but how about the marriage now with CPE and this system? Let's talk about that, Reggie, from a design standpoint.
Yeah, when Bub first showed me this intercooler kit that he wanted to put on the car, I was like completely blown away. I mean, I've been in this industry for a long, long time, and you know, there's even some there's some intercooler kits on the market for the EcoBoost Mustang already, but they leave so much on the table. This CPE one, man, these guys, they left nothing on the table. That thing is massive. I mean, anytime you're going to be delivering more air, you got to cool it down. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, you got to cool that charge temperature down, and that CPE intercooler is going to do the job for sure. And I'm just, the way it looks super aggressive. It just like, don't mess with me when you see that in your rearview mirror coming up on you.
How about, Reggie, you saw yesterday, I sent you a couple behind-the-scenes pics of not only the exterior of the BEM Turbonetics Precision Turbo SEMA car, but I also sent you exterior and interior pics. What did you think about the way the car looks, man?
The car looks amazing. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you guys win a few awards at SEMA. I mean, you guys, every little detail was taken care of. I mean, interior, exterior, wheels, tires, paint, body. I mean, there's things that's not your typical EcoBoost Mustang. This is something that you could tell it's a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears went into building this thing. And you guys are going to kill it at the show, man. I just can't wait. I mean, just stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, feel free to check out the various social media platforms, whether it's VEM or Turbonetics or Precision. I mean, we have full coverage on those Instagram and Facebook accounts, you know.
It's crazy. And Mitch, let's talk a little bit about, how do you feel about the marriage between CPE and Turbonetics Precision Turbos and these applications? Now being Bub's going to be doing the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA packages on the website. What are your thoughts about that?
I've been keeping an eye on that Turbonetics got in turbocharger for a while, and I was really excited about it. I'm happy to see that you guys are having good results on it. We've always loved Turbonetics and Precision products. We've actually incorporated some of the Precision turbos into our turbo kits, and they've been working out awesome for us. I mean, we're really excited to be part with Turbonetics Precision and you guys. I think it's a match made in heaven.
It really is. And, you know, it's the culmination, Bub, of a lot of hard work. First of all, you know, it starts with you and Reggie and the very technical hours and hours and hours you guys spend on the phone going back and forth. And that's where this all begins. And then as the genesis, and then you say, okay, this is what I want to bring into my build. And you say, Dad, this go to these people. Let's get this going.
And
this is a big one, Bub. This is another industry first, man.
No, for sure, man. It's, you know, and to add into what Mitch is saying, you know, there's, like he's just saying, you know, they've already incorporated a lot of the precision-based turbochargers, T3, T4 style flanges into a lot of their, what you would consider, you know, quote unquote turbo kits for these cars, where you get a pre-built package, you know, for guys that have that larger budget in mind, you know, the $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 mark, you can buy the full kit from them, which is really more than most of the market right now out there for the 2.3 EcoBoost. But that is just, you know, offering up a, you know, universal style turbocharger housing, and then also all of your piping, whether it's, you know, your downpipe catheter catless, whether it's, you know, your charge pipes, intercooler. They typically give you a full pre-built package, pre-tuned, so that you get it out of the box and you stick it on. But now with this new unit, it has taken it again another step above in the fact that it is truly out of the box and bolt on. There are no flanges. There are no adapters. This is a turbocharger that bolts directly onto the factory Ford cylinder head for all 2.3 EcoBoost. And also, Mitch, I don't know if you know this, but there is another turbo that's going to be coming out. Reggie, you'll have to let us know the details on it, but it is for the Focus platform as well, which is going to be an insane.
So the Focus RS is going to be the next drop-in replacement upgrade turbocharger that we're going to be releasing. It should be released shortly at the SEMA. But just to back up here and to give you guys some breaking news, and you guys are the first that we're going to go and tell you guys this news here, but the Mustang turbocharger is currently going through CARB testing. For what that means is for some of you that are in states where you have really tight smog or CARB relation, CARB issues.
California.
You're going to have an EO number. Yeah, California. There's a few other states that have it too. This replacement turbo is going to be 50 state legal. So it's actually literally going through the testing as we speak right now.
So we'll be able to at some point identify the SEMA packages between CPE, Bubba's, and Turbinetics as CARB compliant, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yep, that's the plan. So I mean, we're trying to do everything that we can right now to bring this product to the market and have people like you do really well at getting it on your customers' cars.
God, that's such an exciting thing, man. I can't even begin to tell you, you know, how exciting it is to be part of this, Bob.
It's a lot of fun, man. You know, it's an honor to be asked by a company as large as Turbonetics, Precision, a Wabtec company, Napier, all those out there. You know, you guys truly are taking over the boosted world, just capturing all of those companies out there and pulling it all in under one roof. And that's incredible, man. And, you know, to be able to build a car for you guys and to put it in your booth on display at SEMA, the world's largest show for the automotive marketplace from this year onward. And even now for, you know, the S550, that's going to be even going backwards, you know, 2-3 years since the model has been out for a few years. You know, being able to showcase all those products on the ride, man, we're super honored, and we're not going to let anybody out there down that's picked up and thrown into this project.
Yeah, we know you're not, man. That's why we went to you, you know. So you always come through in a clutch, and we just can't wait for the world to see what you can do. So we have
now, Reggie, you do know that. You do know, Reggie, I am throwing this one out there. So right now, you know, the car is truly bolt on. Mitch, you know that intercooler you guys hooked us up with at CPE, your systems are capable of 750. So pushing this motor to 750 horse, Reggie, I am going to blow the cylinder head right off of this thing. I am doing that post SEMA. I'm just letting everybody know.
You can't do that until it comes back off the tour.
But there, we've already started working with. I was talking with Josh Adams over at CPE.
How are you going to tell somebody what something they can't do, Tom? When are you going to be the first one trying to drive it?
He'll be the first one to do it. So
tell anybody what to do.
I guess you kind of right? Got a point there, and it's steeped in legitimacy too, Reggie.
So and listen, yeah. You know, this is just going
to
be like
tell you what you can do and what you can't do. Like, come on, dude.
I'm like Paul Sr. I'm a bull in a china shop. There's a great personality parallel there. I mean, I don't know. I was telling Bub about the a video that he was doing with Mikey, where Mikey walked in and was impersonating the other day, chewing a piece of gum, and he was looking at his Instagram figures. All of a sudden, Sr. gets out of his chair and just plasters Jason Poole into the wall, and you hear glass breaking and everything like that. And I thought to myself, you know, Reggie, that's so my personality, man. If I can destroy it, I'm going for it, man.
Yes, that's very true. It's sad but true.
It's so Bub tells me the other day, he goes, Dad, would you take Brett Lilach? You know who Brett Lilach is, the MLB pitcher that we're building this Audi for. He says, will you please take his car for a test drive, right? I'm busy and I'm dirty. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's no problem. So it'd been raining pretty heavily here in South Florida. And we're coming
really hard, man. I mean, Reggie, puddles everywhere. Flooding in streets right now.
Right. So here's this beautiful, brand new Sportback Audi A7 turbocharged car. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take it for a test drive. Right. Well, I pull back in the driveway and Bub goes, Dad, why is every light in the dash on?
Come on, dude.
And I go, I don't know. Why is every light in the dash on? He goes, Dad, seriously, what have you done to this brand new car? And I go, I don't know. So I get out and I shut the door and I walk away. Right. And Bub's in there. He's slamming doors and he's furious. And he goes, damn it, man. And I go, Bub, what is the problem, man? He goes, every one of the lights on the dash is on and I can't get the problem fixed. I've tried every factory reset. So I call Sean over at Audi, West Palm Beach Audi. And I'm talking to Sean and he goes, well, man, he goes, tell me about the water puddles you've been driving through. And I go, well, nothing more than the normal water puddles. And then it hit me that I decided to really go through one at a corner as fast as I could. And apparently I ruined, what was that I ruined?
It's called a steering angle sensor.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Reggie, seriously, dude, he went around the block. I mean, really, what else could go wrong? You went less than a half a mile and every light on the dash.
You have to ask yourself, at this point, Bub, you really have to ask yourself, when are you going to stop asking? Because right now it's on you, Bub.
I mean, I'm just giving up. I'm not even I'm not even putting any effort into it anymore, dude. When he says something, I just kind of like turn around and walk away at this point. Like, it's a wrap, dude. I'm not even putting any effort into responding to your madness.
Yeah.
So Sean says, hey, Tom, just bring it on down. It's under warranty. I'll put the client in a loaner. And I'm thinking, oh, this can't be good. He's trying to get back to Chicago, where his home is, Reggie, so that he can have a couple days off. Before he turns around and comes right back for spring training, 23-hour drive one way, and now every light on the dash is on.
Wow, man!
I'll fix it, Reggie.
When people drop their cars off, that Tom will not drive the cars. Not even in and out the base, you know, on the lift.
No. I'm getting confirmation head nods from the office as well.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So there's fans out there nodding their head, Bub.
100%, dude. You're known worldwide for do not drive this vehicle.
Yes.
I
did pretty good with the BEM SEMA car, though.
Listen, dude, I need to teach you how to shift that thing.
Do you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I just wait till it starts going, nin, 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 and I don't know what that noise is, then I shift.
Pretty sure I was waiting for the clutch to let loose yesterday afternoon, Reggie, when I heard him go off in this thing.
Wow. I'm starting to get some bad feelings about SEMA, and I hope that, if you guys don't make it, I would know the reason why. You wouldn't have to tell me. I would already know. I had something to do with Tom, so...
It's probably
everybody that's involved in this. Do not give him the keys and sleep with the keys.
It's probably more Reggie that. Exactly, but it's probably more that Craig has got the trailer, you know, turned over down some snow laden drift and in a swamp, and he's lost all his money hustling pool trying to get money together to pull it out of there. You remember?
Yes. Wow.
So. These are the things that happen around here, Mitch, and we have no understanding of why they happen.
No, we understand. You don't understand. We definitely understand.
Like, Reggie, you're like, listen, from an outsider, man, I've got an objective personality. I can see exactly where it's going wrong.
Yeah. I've seen this movie a few times.
Over the years, you've seen it, right?
Yep, seen it multiple times.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, we are up against the top of the hour.
Yeah, so next
go
time
ahead, Reggie.
I call in, guys, I got a funny, funny story, a Monkey in Paradise story for you guys, but it's a little bit too long. I know you guys got to run, but I promise you this story, you're going to laugh your ass off. That's
funny. I haven't shared it.
Oh, I'm ready for this one, Reggie.
I haven't shared it. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I do have to run off the air here. I promised Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers that I would be emailing him pictures of above Precision Turbo Mustang SEMA car this morning. Reggie, thank you for joining us, man. We love
thank you,
for
Reggie.
The 10 years of partnership. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family, and we look forward to many, many years together as a partnership.
Thank you very much, and we're excited too.
Thanks, Mitch.
All right, have
thanks,
a good week.
Mitch. Reggie.
See you, Reg.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You got to earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts. Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You got to earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.